November 26th, 2021, Friday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. In a vision, I, Daniel, saw during the night, the four winds of heaven stirred up the great sea, from which emerged four immense beasts, each different from the others. The first was like a lion, but with eagle's wings. While I watched, the wings were plucked. It was raised from the ground to stand on 2 feet, like a man, and given a human mind. The second was like a bear. It was raised up on one side, and among the teeth in its mouth were 3 tusks. It was given the order, "Up, devour much flesh." After this, I looked and saw another beast like a leopard. On its back were 4 wings like those of a bird, and it had 4 heads. To this beast dominion was given. After this, in the visions of the night, I saw the 4th beast, different from all the others, terrifying, horrible, and of extraordinary strength. It had great iron teeth with which it devoured and crushed, and what was left it trampled with its feet. I was considering the 10 horns it had, when suddenly another, a little horn, sprang out of their midst, and 3 of the previous horns were torn away to make room for it. This horn had eyes like a man, and a mouth that spoke arrogantly. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. I watched then, from the first of the arrogant words which the horn spoke, until the beast was slain and its body thrown into the fire to be burned up. The other beasts, which also lost their dominion, were granted a prolongation of life for a time and a season. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one, like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The Word of the Lord.
The Responsorial Psalm. The response is, give glory and eternal praise to Him. Mountains and hills bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him. You springs, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt Him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to Him.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told His disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord.